Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me as always is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author, an awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it is Random Thought in the Office.
Again! I long for the olden days.
A random thought in a restaurant or on the street. Or
in the bed, even.
I was going to say places where we get to interact with other humans, but the bed would not probably be a good one for that.
It used to be.
No, it never did.
Oh, we used to talk to each other.
Well, yeah. But, you know, we've been together too long.
Yeah, and I would just watch a little TV, and then you fall asleep.
On my laptop. Then you drop the laptop onto the floor.
I haven't done that in a while.
Or my face. Remember when you dropped the laptop on my face?
It slid into your face.
It hurt. Well, the corner of a laptop.
Sharp little corner right into your lip.
Bruised, man. Everybody thought you beat me up. Hey, speaking of beating up.
Yeah.
There was this bear, man.
A bear?
Yeah, all right. So there's this news story going around right now. And it was a woman. And she was in Alaska hanging out with her bro and his girlfriend, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they went to his yurt in the backcountry. And she went to the outhouse. And then his bro, I don't know what his bro, her bro and his girlfriend were doing. But all of a sudden, they hear this lady screaming like, ah! Uh-huh. And they run out of the yurt. And they lift up the toilet seat because she must be pointing at the toilet seat or something.
Yeah.
And there's a friggin' bear face. The quote is, a bear face just looking right back up through the hole right at me. So he shut the lid.
So did she poop on the bear?
I have no idea if she pooped on the bear.
Or peed on the bear?
I don't know if she pooped or peed on the bear, but you gotta imagine this woman went to the outhouse and there's a bear in the potty hole.
I know.
The potty hole.
Like, how big is the potty hole?
We should make that the title of the podcast. Bear in the potty hole.
No, just potty hole. That's almost like clickbait.
People be so disappointed.
Because you can come at it from so many different ways. So she didn't get hurt, though, right?
No, she did. She got hurt. She had a wound.
She had a wound in her potty hole?
I don't know where her wound was. It was treated with a first aid kit, and they decided it wasn't a serious wound.
Then it wasn't a bad wound, that's for sure.
They think the game warden person, Carl Koch, or Koch, I don't know how to say his last name, thought that the bear, like, swiped at her bum with its paw instead of biting her, which was very sweet of the bear.
So Warden Koch investigated the potty hole.
Yeah. That's so wrong. Welcome to the writing podcast.
A little reenacting for us tonight.
And the game warden guy, and we'll have the links to this article in our podcast notes, which
Don't
is our
that.
CarrieJonesBooks.blog. But according to the Associated Press article, the game warden biologist, Carl Koch, said, she could be the only person on Earth that this has ever happened to.
Yeah, I know. It happens with snakes all the time, but not usually. How big is your friggin' poop hole to have a bear hanging out in there? Unless it was a little cub.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
That's a big potty hole.
That is.
Speaking of things in holes, and you just said the word snake, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. All right. So there was this woman in Australia, I think.
Yeah.
And she found a venomous snake inside her inhaler for her asthma.
Holy crap.
I know.
That's a tiny space.
I know. It was a red-bellied black snake.
She didn't have the lids on it?
I don't know.
Actually.
No.
There must have not been actual medicine.
The medicine was, like, I think, outside of the inhaler.
It had to have been, or else there's no space. But in that picture, I can see it's empty, yes.
Yeah, we'll say, the link to the picture, again, is in our podcast notes. But, like, yeah, like, the snake just crawled into her inhaler.
But that's insane.
And so she had to get help because it's super venomous.
I'm glad she saw it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Well, you couldn't get the medicine in there, but...
No.
You could stick it up to your mouth. And it could pull its little head out and bite you on the tongue.
Yeah, man. Which is better, I guess. Is that,
no, that would be worse than getting a bear paw. A claw mark on your butt.
Dude, I hope she gets a scar, because that's a cool story.
That's a heck of a story.
Yeah, like, you know, she's getting busy with another person, and they'd be like...
Yeah, and they try to move around behind her, and she's like, ah, free PTSD.
Like, will she ever be able to sit on the toilet seat again, honestly? This poor woman, like...
She has to carry around her own 5-gallon bucket. So she can check that it's empty before she uses it.
So wrong.
Writing tip of the pod.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what we're talking about this week?
I have no freaking idea, actually. You keep me in the dark until the last second.
Well, we were talking about bears and outhouses.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And snakes and inhalers. But what we're really talking about is this super sexy topic of chapter titles.
Oh, God.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's so mean.
I know.
That's so mean. Here, I wrote down what you have to say, baby, so you can just snooze your way through it.
This week on Carrie's blog, CarrieJonesBooks.blog, she's talking all about chapters. And so we're talking about them on the podcast, too, because Carrie's controlling like that.
I wrote that. Whoops. I wrote that I'm controlling.
She is controlling.
I'm self-aware.
I should answer that intimidation quiz on Facebook.
Yeah, I had an intimidation quiz, like 1 to 10. How intimidating am I? And I thought everybody'd write a 1, because look at me.
Nobody knows the true...
the true beast that is
latex
Carrie.
Latex-wearing, whip-bearing Carrie that walks around this house. And what we're talking about specifically is chapter titles.
You're such a liar.
You can divide your books
into chapters. Is that what you want? You want me to stop wearing my hoodies and my cardigans? You want me to be latex wearing?
That was smooth cover there, baby, but I'll give you that. But let's get back to stuff at hand, please.
Why are you so mean?
Please, ma'am.
You're so mean to me.
And what we're talking about...
I write books for kids. Kids. Kids.
I know. I saw the latest one under your pseudonym.
Okay.
The latex nanny.
Oh my gosh. I hate you so much.
All right. And what we're talking about specifically is chapter titles.
Chapter titles. So you can divide your books into chapters and just label them numerically or numerically, which I have the best typo in the whole world on the blog right here.
Well, label doesn't have to apply to alphabet, does it?
I wrote numerically.
I didn't even see that. You did. You should leave it like that.
No.
You can label them numerically.
God. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Well, at least it says 1, 2, 3, not ABC.
I'm a little burnt out right now. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little burnt out. So you can divide your books into chapters and just label them numerically, like chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. Title would be Carrie is Burnt Out. But you can also give them a real title like Chapter 1.
Surviving the Podcast.
I wrote Surviving the Podcast.
Here's the thing.
Hire an
editor. Did you write this last night after a couple of toddies?
Oh, no. I wrote in the middle of the day after I was working really hard on somebody's 150,000 word story.
Holy crap.
Yeah. All right. So, and I hadn't.
Taking a break for a while.
And I haven't looked at it again. And apparently my little brain was a little burnt out.
Haven't done a second pass yet?
No.
Okay.
But apparently this one's going to need 87 passes.
It may. I might have to do this one for you.
This is a long throwing game kind of podcast.
Chapter 1, Surviving the Podcast.
We're not going to make it through. But here's the thing. there are certain things that your chapter titles do, and the main thing that they do is they help your readers.
How do they help your readers?
Well, in a lot of ways, man.
That's specific as heck.
I know, but we're going to get specific now because it's all in the details, right?
Yes.
Chapter titles help you...
grab attention.
So you put those bad boys at the top of the chapter, and they're all, you know, centered and, like, align all by themselves, and the reader thinks, ooh, look at them, I'm paying attention. It's chapter two, will Carrie make it through the podcast, right?
They also tell readers who they're focusing on now.
So if you have a story with multiple point of views, you can put who this chapter is focused on here. So it could be chapter one, surviving the podcast, Carrie. Chapter two, surviving Carrie. Sean. It can you can give them that like communication and heads up, right? Because you're writing a book or a novel, it's all about communication.
That's right.
Right? You're not just reader to understand what you're putting down.
Right.
So why not give them a little extra help? And the chapter titles give them the you can use that as a tool to give them the extra help.
Kind of to steer them a little bit.
Yeah, man.
You can also show location or time changes.
Yeah, if you have one of those big old books where, like, you're jumping around in the past and the future in the multiverse, you can give the reader some help. If you have that time-jumping, place-jumping novel, you can use the space to say, hey, we're in sexy Scotland in 2021. Or you can say, look, we're in Zambia in August.
Phew.
Dude, there's another...
Yeah, I saw that, but I wasn't going to come up with that until later.
Dude, can you proofread this
for me? We'll do it right after, okay? Right, we'll do it together.
This is just so depressing.
You can also show theme or the future.
In your chapter title. It's like a happy little spoiler where the reader goes...
Oh! That's what this chapter is about.
This can be about theme, too. So, like, oh, that's what the book is about, right?
Well, hopefully they don't read the chapter and then have to go back to look at the title again to figure out what the chapter was about.
I don't think most people care enough about the chapter. Oh, that would be a messy red book, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
You can also use chapter titles to show echoes.
So, chapter title can be a first sentence. Like, it could be... everything got bad.
and
then the first sentence of the... the title, the chapter title could be chapter three, everything went bad. And then chapter three's first sentence could be everything went bad on the podcast.
And then it got worse.
And Carrie cried. And Sean laughed at Carrie crying.
You're not crying, though.
So it can really be a... like, all of that is just, like, a quick bit about what chapter titles are and what they can do for you.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're talking much more in depth about chapters all week on my blog. Like, how to begin them, how to end them, like, chapter lengths, how to create them. Sexy. Sexy chapters.
Sounds super sexy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hot stuff. So, yeah. The writing tip of the pod all condenses. Chapter tip titles are good tools.
Use them. That's very much condensed writing tip of the pod, baby.
Dude, yeah, man. I'm like...
when's the latex thing coming out?
Okay. Really? Really?
The readers want to know.
Dude, the readers don't want to know. You hurt people's ears when you bark that loud.
That wasn't a bark. That was a bark.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not a good dog barker. I don't have like a deep.
Dude, that was pretty good.
I don't have a deep, deep bark, though. You'd think I'd have a deep bark for my size, wouldn't you?
You would, because you're a big man. Arr,
arr, arr. Nope. Gabby didn't even open her eyes.
Yeah.
She's like, you're a fool.
It's not believable. Anyways, our dog tip for life right now, right, is about communication. Obviously, Sean can't communicate with the dogs via his bark.
Not in their native language.
Not in their native language. And dogs are like writers, know that they have to use whatever tools they can to get their point across, like to communicate to humans, because us humans are kind of dumb, right?
Yeah.
So, like, our dogs do what, boo?
everything they can.
Yeah.
They bark. Well, one of them barks a lot. One of them growls. That's the same one as the barker. The other one wags a lot.
Yeah. And he has different wags. He has like the little tip of the tail wag. Yeah. Like the hopeful wag. He has the full tail love me wag.
Yeah.
He has the wag in a circle wag.
The helicopter wag.
The helicopter wag. He has the whole body wag when he's super joyous, like bacon is involved.
You know, that'd make a heck of a good TikTok video.
What?
If we could get Sparty doing the helicopter tail wagging, then I could do the helicopter.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know. It must have been all that sugar in the syrup for the French toast.
Dude, I write for children.
I know, but children don't listen to this.
God, I hope not.
And they don't... What? They would have to be mighty young to not know what I talk about. Anyways, sometimes they'll hit you with their paw. They'll put your head on your lap. And it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing but food.
It sounds like you're describing yourself.
Well, I do often have to beg just as much as they do.
And sometimes,
but not for food. You feed me a lot.
And sometimes they lick your leg because, like, Gabby.
I do that too.
Gabby licks my leg when she, like, wants my attention sometimes.
Yeah.
Or if I'm at the table, she's like, here's a really big hint to you, man. Let me lick you. And you know what else she does? Like, if you're eating, Gabby will look at you with her big, soulful brown eyes. Yeah. Gabby's this huge, white, fluffy dog, if you've never seen her. And she'll look at you with her big, soulful eyes, and she'll either burp in your face,
yeah,
as an incitement to give her some food,
yeah,
or she'll like make fake chewing noises.
She's the worst about that.
Dude, she's smart. She knows what she wants.
I know. That's
she's
like
willing
the,
to do anything.
It's like one of the few noises that drives me crazy.
The licky lips?
Oh, God.
Or the fake chew.
Only on the dogs. It's just so nasty. It's like they have hair stuck in their mouth.
Yeah.
Since they can't just reach in there and grab it with their opposable thumb and fingers, they have to try to get it out with their tongue, and it takes 4.5 hours.
See, I'm fine with the dogs making, like, mouth noises, unless it continues for over 2 minutes. But people making mouth noises?
Oh, I know. Your hang-ups are really...
It's a big hang-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've gotten over it a little bit, though.
And I just hide it better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe.
That's a negative way to look at it, rather than saying, maybe I have gotten a little
okay,
better.
Maybe I have gotten over it.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't get really incredibly like cranky when I hear it anymore, or grossed out and want to vomit. It's really I get grossed out and want to vomit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like boogers and spit. Like,
no,
it's just
no.
Too much for me.
Those are definitely more volatile reactions, boogers and spit, for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spit's a big one, honestly. I think spit might be the biggest one for me.
Might be. What happened to you as a child?
I don't know.
Jeez.
A lot of things. I saw Bigfoot. I saw a lot of bears, but I never saw any in the outhouse.
Did you ever use an outhouse as a child?
We had an outhouse, but it wasn't currently in use.
No, it was an old leftover outhouse.
Yeah, it was right next to our garage. It was. We had an outhouse, man.
Did your dad used to go out there and hide?
No.
Was he the escape artist when it came to pooping?
No, man. No. It was, I think that he covered up the hole.
Probably.
And made it into a tool shed. I wasn't allowed to go in there.
That's where he kept his naughty magazines.
My daddy did not have naughty magazines. Llewellyn Thomas Barnard didn't. He was a good, sweet man. A little hobbit of a dad.
God, that doesn't make you a bad person.
Man, no. What? No, it's my dad. My dad is
human.
Asexual, like all dads are meant to
you
be.
You said your dad was kind of a player with
the ladies.
He was
a player with the ladies, yeah. But he was a sweet asexual player. It's like a teddy bear. You just want to dog him and watch him do his dance moves and his little cackle laugh. I miss him.
Oh, sorry, baby.
Way to bring me down.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, thanks for listening. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. all over the place.
So I can make my $5 a year.
Carrie really needs that $5.
I need it so bad, man. And we'd like to shout out to Broke for Free, which created the track Summer Spliff. And that music is clipped and shortened in this podcast and is made available through the Creative Commons license.
That's awesome.
Hey, buy my books.
Yes, buy her books.
And find out more about us on carriejonesbooks.blog. We have another podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Live on Fridays.
It's fun.
And awesome.
Well, it's fun for me.
Yeah, Sean.
But please join us. 7 o'clock Friday night.
It's all about love and the strange.
And it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good day.